Patricia, would you, I'm going to ask you to, I'm going to dictate a motion to.
Well, do we have to dispose of the one that's given? Can I withdraw my motion?
Yes.
Yes, okay, good. Let's just do that.
Okay.
Are we back in order?
Is it okay with your, I'm the executive. So I guess that's okay.
So let me just say that formally for the record. She, he did rap. Okay, for the record, I withdraw my earlier motion.
I'm in agree with it. I'm in agreement with that.
Just to clear.
So if you can get a clean slate up there.
If you want to get voted down, I just. Didn't want to talk that.
I'm going to put a motion out there I move the Forest Practices Board commit to the TFW approach. This is sort of stating the obvious, but it's important. And its ground rules. And recommend that a subcommittee of the board work with the AMPA and the Commissioner of Public Lands and PREN staff to develop a roadmap forward
I'll get it.
Comma. Have a meeting of the principals by or in conjunction with the next board meeting.
I'll get it.
To help facilitate making the adaptive management system work better. Seconded the motion, and I would like to speak to the motion before anybody else does. So,
can you recognize by the chair?
I'm recognizing myself. There is recognition. I'm sensing a strong recognition by all the board members that there are some issues that need to be fixed. We've had several letters for Kalispell. We've had to work the AMPA has done, which is much appreciated. We have some cautionary tales from other folks, and it's very easy for these things to lapse over time. But I'm sensing an urgency at this point in time, and we have a change in commissioner, and which allows us to move forward in a way that we may not have done it so in the past. So I appreciate that too. This is a start of the motion. I'm happy to entertain friendly amendments from board members. I've also heard a board member say they would like at least one member of it to maybe come up and speak to this, the idea here is that the board is committed to working with policy and CMR on these issues and to make real progress on this, including helping the commissioner gather the principals together and having a conversation, because some of these issues are harder to deal with than others. And most of us do agree this is some of the changes we need is from a top-down opportunity. So I'll leave it at that. And board member Davies, is there something you want to add? Or
I need to think about it.
Okay. Anybody else like to speak to the motion? Board member Gunther.
Yes, I see this as not only asking for a commitment to NAPA, but I see it as all of us making a commitment. That's what I want to make sure. So with a vote, we're making a commitment.
That's correct.
And folks need to know that, not only.
Board member Herrera.
Yes, I have a few questions about the subcommittee and what we would be doing, because as you said, we've heard from some people, some in writing, and we've said, heard from others, and I've talked to some of our folks as well. And I have a real concern that I don't necessarily agree with all of the things in both of the letters that I've seen from talking with our people that have been working at policy or been working at CMR. And so I think it's important for us to talk with the CMR and the policy folks and hear from them. I think some of them have some of their own ideas about how some of these issues might be fixed. And I'm also not so sure that I guess I don't agree that it's as broken as it's being described, and I say that because even today we're getting products from that there is consensus on. And I think we're getting more consensus than not consensus. So I don't disagree that there are issues that need to be fixed, but I think I do have to disagree. I don't think it's broken. And I want to make sure we take the time to hear from the other people that we have involved as well as we go forward.
And Board Member Herrera, the intent here is for the subcommittee to work with the AMPA to have those conversations with policy and CMR. It's not to cut them off or ignore them or anything like that. It's facilitating opportunity where the board is, we're not waiting for all the leadership necessarily together to magically make things better, but the board is taking some leadership in this, and that they're recognizing there are concerns people would like to work on.
Yes, I'd like to just make a friendly amendment to add a short clause at the very end of the statements that would be by implementing suggested improvements. Just to describe that the purpose of the subcommittee and the purpose of the recommitment is to, and you say make the system work better, but how? By implementing suggested improvements. I just thought that would be a little bit specific, more specific to why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I can make that friendly amendment.
Oh, okay.
So here's my concern, is Hans has put a whole set of recommendations together. The Kalispels have written us several letters. It's clear that we don't have a consensus around what should happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so which of the, I mean, I think the purpose, if we had had more time, if we hadn't been totally focused on water typing in the last few weeks, we might have had more time or foresight to ask AMPA to bucket his recommendations in a way to give us a roadmap on how to move forward. We don't have that. And so what...
I didn't mean those specific. I wasn't being specific about suggested improvements. I just meant through this process. Through the subcommittee, through the work of the AMPA, and there will be some suggested improvements. I didn't mean to be specific about what. Yeah, I wasn't.
So perhaps
that's really all of the
right. Right. But I just wanted to indicate that we're going to do some stuff. We're going to make some changes.
By implementing
improvements suggested by the subcommittee. I just meant suggested
process of something.
Yeah. Yeah. I could go with. Do you want to?
Suggested by.
Do you mean develop suggested improvements?
What's that?
You mean develop?
Yes, develop. Oh, there you go. Develop suggested.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Developing suggested improvements.
I wanted to indicate some action. And we already have some suggestions.
Developing and implementing suggested improvements. I can live with that. Can my seconder live with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Question.
Yes.
This might be for Phil. What's the limitation on subcommittees?
So subcommittees of the board would be subject to the Open Public Meetings Act and the notice requirements associated with that. Obviously, a subcommittee can't implement changes that the board or other bodies as a whole would need to implement. That's part of why I steered towards develop.
The committee itself. Numbers? Lesson?
Numbers.
How many people can be?
A quorum of the board is 7.
So it has to be less than.
You could set it. If you set it at more than 7, then it's a board meeting.
Yeah.
If you set it at less than 7, it still has to be subject to the same notice requirements of a board meeting, but it would be a subcommittee. There have been other subcommittees of the board through time. It's just that you haven't done one for a few years.
DFC.
So, go ahead, board member Wilk.
Just some clarity on the meeting of the principals in conjunction with the Forest Practices Board meeting. How are you envisioning that?
So, what I actually put in the motion, I think, was develop a roadmap, have a meeting of the principals. We'll go back to mine. By or in conjunction, what I'm trying to say there is the principals meeting doesn't have to wait for the board meeting. So it could be separately or it could be in conjunction with the board.
Before or in conjunction?
Yes. Before or in conjunction is what I intended.
And a follow-up question to that, Mr. Chairman, would that be with all of the board members present?
The principals meeting would not be with all the board members present unless it was the intent of this board to have another board meeting. Because if you have seven or more, it is a board meeting.
Should that meeting be part of the Flourish Practice Board meeting?
Not necessarily.
I'm just looking at how that communication stream would work within the board and how we...
Well, if you recall, I mean, it's, you know, we've got a negotiation going on with principals on cultural resources that is separate from the board. They're likely to bring things to the board for consideration. Fortunately for cultural resources, you don't need to go through the adaptive management system. But there are going to be things that are brought by the principals or by representatives of the principals to the board. Board member Davies, on the, just to go to the council's point, came to help facilitate make the adaptive management system will work better, I think infers that we're going to develop and move forward on some suggestions for improvements, but he's correct that the subcommittee itself can't do that, and in some cases, if it requires rulemaking, it'll have to go back through the adaptive management process. So I just want to be careful about your implementing work. Understand the limitations. So.
Do you want to take it out?
Would you be willing to take it out?
Well, I wonder if instead we can say something like to help make the adaptive management program, or to make, just take help facilitate out. To make.
Make the adaptive management system work better.
Yeah,
you don't really need help facilitate this.
Okay.
And then take out that whole clause?
Sure, that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. I can live with that. About my seconder.
Yes.
Okay. Remember Val.
I would offer a clarifying amendment. Instead of meeting of the principals, it's a meeting with the principals.
Correct. No, it would be a meeting of the principals, either before or in conjunction with the board. It's a separate group, some of which may be present here or may not.
Just looks like there needs to be an and after the comma, after forward, forward and. Is that correct? I think that is.
Yeah. You can get rid of the comma too. Yeah.
Clarifying, like, I know this is wordsmithing, but when it says to develop a roadmap forward, what is a roadmap forward? We're really talking about an improvement plan.
Yeah.
Could we say that instead to develop an improvement plan?
If that's clarifying to you, sure.
Roadmap.
She's serious.
This could happen tomorrow.
There's undo. Like the reaction. Everybody's awake.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are we there, board members? Is there any desire to hear anymore from the public before we vote?
It's a little question.
No. I mean, Jim, do you want to say anything?
I would like to.
Oh, yeah, good.
Okay.
I'd like to hear.
The board invites Jim to the table to provide his sage advice.
Just let you know, I have the original agreement.
I was going to say, as Jim is sitting down, just to remind people, this guy has the long view.
So I think this looks good to go forward on what you guys have worked here on. But one of the things I just wanted, and Dave touched on this a little bit, is policy has a job, the board has a job. Our job is to try to get consensus. When we can get consensus, that's great. That makes your guys' job a lot easier. When we can't, then you guys got a job then. You guys got to take those type of issues and deal with it. That doesn't mean that the process is broken because we don't get consensus. I think what's happening here is, I just wrote down where this agreement was basically, it's not even signed. This is an agreement that everybody said, we don't have to sign. We gave blood, we all worked on it. And, but I've been working through this whole process since 84, 85, when Stu Bledsoe and Billy Frank Jr. started this whole thing. And we had series of 3-day meetings with everybody in the room talking about these things and working these issues, which came up to this document here. So I know there's some new players involved in our process, and they are impatient and get frustrated with that. And so because of that, they think it's broken. I've been through issues through this process that's taken twice as long to get in front of you guys. And we've done issues that have been, we've been very efficient and brought issues in front of you, both on a non-consensus basis and a consensus basis. So I understand that we need to continue to look at the process and stuff, but don't think that this is totally is not a good thing. And by ripping this down and rebuilding it, it will not be TFW anymore. It will be something different. And it might, that might be fine, but things will change. I think it is important what you guys have up here, and I think that's a great step. And I will do my best to get all the tribal participants or the principals there. And I already writing a little list of who needs to be there on the tribal side that will probably know some of the other principals on the table and already have those relationships so that we can get go forward on this. So thank you.
Okay. Member Sweeney.
So I appreciate your comments, frankly, and I just wanted to say from my perspective, I don't think not coming to consensus at policy is a bad thing, and I appreciate how well policy just went through the last process and, you know, did dispute resolution and figured stuff out and brought that to us. So that's not the thing that I'm hearing is broken or the problem in the system. I think it's in a different part of the system. And I certainly don't have an intent of wanting to see the entire TFW thing broken apart and have something entirely new. I think there's other places in the system that can be fixed and tweaked and improved, but that may, just because of how things are meant, it may take all of us as leaders to do that. But I just wanted you to know that I really appreciated the way policies work through hard issues like that.
Okay. And I also agree with some of Hans's recommendations that they have. I just haven't been able to review those with my principals at this point in time to see if that's actually going down where we need it to go down, or are we chasing something down a hole that we don't need to go. So, thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Okay, so I'm going to call a vote. All board members in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Okay, now here's the hard part. Who's going to volunteer for the committee?
I'd like to.
Lisa Janicki, Paulson Dean, Dave Pereira, and Brent Davies. Thank you.
I think Joe Store would love to. I'm just a vice principal.
Okay. So I'm going to, obviously, it's the end of the day, and my suggestion is we don't do staff reports today. And I also suggest, do we really need to do the work plan, and is there something we need to do with the work plan?
Well, you added to it today.
That's true. Come on up, Mark.
Take a stand.
Quick one.
So you have a copy of the work plan in your packet. There are a number of things in red. Those are changes that were made at the last meeting. Today, Patricia and I have captured the changes that you have added today. We can do this very quickly. They're up there. They're highlighted in yellow. The first changes are subtle but very, very important. Because of the nature in which we have put together, or you have put together, the technical scientific group and waiting for reports to you at your August meeting, we're moving the final board action target date for both rule and board manual from November to February, because staff in no way could be ready to request the 102 before the November meeting if we do not have the information until the August meeting. So there, the changes in those both now say February of 2018. Under the water typing system rulemaking, we have added the new science technical group that you have convened today, and with an August date for them to bring forward the information that you've requested today. And that's the full extent of the changes to the work plan as a result of board action.
Okay, question for you, Mark. You're saying, you're not saying we can't start the 102 by November, are you?
No, the dates on the work plan are the projected dates that the final product will be brought to the board for final board action. The 102 is the start of the formal rulemaking through the Administrative Procedure Act. What that means is that the draft rule language accompanied by the CEPA, the cost benefit analysis, SBIS, all that full package will be brought to the board at your November meeting, with a target of rule adoption and board manual approval at your February meeting. That's what these dates now reflect.
And have you added anything based on the motion we just passed?
No. I guess we should do that as well.
Put an August date for report back by the board subcommittee on whether the principals have met, the work plan comes back.
So call it the AMP, just do the Adaptive Management Program subcommittee. With permission from the board, I think you'll know, we'll make it, we'll add some language. But.
Okay. Are we Member Warren.
I don't see any dates there for the cultural resources work, and the chair just mentioned some ongoing work in that area. I'm wondering if we do have a target date or something.
So, and I forgot to mention it this morning at the board chair comments, but we didn't have a full report on that today because we are hoping to have a gathering of the leadership associated with that towards the end of this month, and the tribal leadership meeting down in Portland. And we're hoping to take advantage of some of the tribal leadership efforts, and coming out of that, hopefully we'll have some commitments to move forward. We can report on that in August. But the 8 points that we talked, that Tim Thompson talked about at the last meeting, the same 8 points, that the only difference is how we move forward in the interim, because we missed an opportunity to get in front of the legislature this year. So,
Dick, yeah. I don't know if you need to add something to that. But
yeah, no, that's it.
Like to see it.
Thank you. Any other comments from board members on the work plan? And we'll flex with the language on the EMP subcommittee so that it reflects the motion. Okay, do I have a motion accepting the work plan as amended?
I move we accept the work plan as amended.
I second.
Board Member Smith accepts, seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. One final thing. I want to thank everybody for your perseverance today and the willingness for everybody to work together, both within the board, the staff, with all the stakeholders. I thank the stakeholders, and I will tell you a personal thank you to the staff. I know how hard they've been working the last few weeks to get ready for this board meeting, and it's been more than a 40-hour job. Thank you to everybody, and I'll just call this meeting adjourned. Oh,
I'm
Hello, did you call? What'd you need?